Hello, and welcome to Small Talk, a podcast from Contemporary Pediatrics. I'm Miranda Hester, and today's episode is the next installment in the Meet the Board series. In this episode, I'm speaking with Dr. Jane Carnazzo, a pediatrician in Omaha, Nebraska.
So, Dr. Carnazzo, why did you choose to go into medicine and specifically into pediatrics?
Well, I grew up with two uncles who were physicians, and my grandfather was, well, he died before I was very old. I think I was 5 or 6 when he died, but grew up knowing two physicians, and I always liked science and math. So I knew that that's something I wanted to do. As I went through school, I majored in sciences and kind of was torn. You know, I almost became a chemistry major, went on, got my PhD, but I just really liked working with people. And as I went through medical school, I realized how happy I was doing pediatrics. And so that's why I chose pediatrics out of all this specialties.
What has been the greatest change that you've seen in the field since you started practicing medicine?
You know, I think one of the biggest things in pediatrics, because there's been a lot of changes in medicine, the technology has taken off dramatically. But one of the things for me as a general pediatrician is just the number of vaccines that have been created over the last 30 years. It has really changed what we see and, you know, how sick the kids are. It's really made a difference in that regard, more so than anything else, I think. The vaccines, when I first was a resident, we didn't have a number of vaccines for certain infectious diseases that were devastating, such as meningitis and septicemia by Haemophilus influenza or pneumococcal bacteria. And now with those, it is just so wonderful not to see children with meningitis as frequently as we did back in the 70s and 80s. So I'd have to say the creation of so many new good vaccines has really changed the face of what we see day to day in pediatrics.
Okay, so what do you think is the biggest myth about pediatrics?
I think that we have it easy, that we don't, you know, work very hard. But some days I come home exhausted, but always love it. Because with kids, you can't be grumpy and in a bad mood because they're oftentimes grumpy and in a bad mood. So you have to be creative in how you deal with kids and, you know, really be upbeat. So some days it's physically exhausting because you're lifting kids up on the table. You're wrestling them down to look at them. And so I think many people don't realize just, you know, how physically demanding pediatrics can be. In a lot of ways.
Okay, so where do you think pediatrics will be in about 5 years?
You know, that's a good question. I think pediatrics is a strong specialty, and I think we'll continue to service children. I think that how we do our care of kids may change a bit, particularly with the introduction of telemedicine with the pandemic. That opens up some new avenues for people, which can be very helpful. I think the important thing is that the medical home continue to grow. Medical home is so important, I feel, for patients. Growing up, having an uncle who was our physician, we always knew we had someone to count on. And so I think continue to establish medical homes for patients and grow the medical home concept is very important because I think that is the way we can provide the best care to children. If they know that there's someone they can count on and then those people know those patients well, you can provide better care.
Okay. So knowing everything that you do now about both medicine and pediatrics as a specialty, would you still go into pediatrics? And if so, why would you do so?
Oh yeah, I would in a heartbeat. Despite how hard I work some days, I really love it. I love seeing the kids grow up. And in my office, I have pictures of all the kids, you know, no names, you know, HIPAA rules, but I have pictures of the kids that they send me. And it's almost like a, you know, shrine. They everybody wants to have their face up there and they'll look for themselves. It's really kind of fun. And I had a young man who's now 19 and he goes, my brother and I are out here. And they sure enough found when the two of them were just, you know, young kids. And then I also have where I have all my kids that graduate from high school. And I, you know, when they graduate, they send me a picture and I have a place where I keep all those. And so it's really fun to watch the kids grow. And now I'm starting to see young people that I took care of who are now, you know, having children themselves. So it's fun to watch them grow. So I wouldn't change it. I really love pediatrics.
Thanks for listening. If you like us, be sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.